all raped.
Okay, here we go. We continue in the Rambam Perek Zion, 7th chapter of Hilchos Maaser, Halacha Aleph. Let's give you a little bit of an intro so we can appreciate what's going on. A lot of this Perek is going to deal with the concept of Breira. Breira means, we'll call it, defined as retroactive selection, which means that at a later date, we determine retroactively what was destined to be Truma. Can we do that? So we say, that we paskin that in Derabbanan issues, in rabbinic issues, we say Breira, and we retroactively can say that this was Truma. In Derabbanan areas, it's not only a question of Truma, many areas, but not by Doraisus. By biblical, we do not say Breira. Okay? So now, you know, for example, what's a classic example of Breira? Let's say you forgot to separate challah when you made challah, right? Do you have a way out? Well, you bake the challah. Well, then you say, okay, I'll separate afterwards. What if it's Shabbos? Can't separate on Shabbos. So do you have an option? You want to eat the challah. What are you going to do? But I didn't separate. What you could say is, I'll leave some over. If you leave some over, then we could say retroactively, I'm going to eat challah, eat challah, eat challah, eat challah, and then, oh, that lasts a little bit, I'm not going to eat.
That's not separating.
I'm not separating, I'm eating challah. I'm not separating, but it's, okay, that must be a corner of the bread is left. Oh, now we found out that this is the truma, this is the challah. All right, so we'll see when you can do
and
this.
It's as if you'd done it beforehand.
Retroactively, we now know, because how could I eat challah without separating truma? The answer is, once we come to the end, we retroactively know what was. I'm just giving you an idea of what it's like. We don't say this in biblical law, so it'll make a big difference. Let's say challah, if it was near its Yisrael, you can't do this. In Chutz Aretz, you can do it, because in Chutz Aretz, the mitzvah is only rabbinic. So if here you forget, in Canada, to separate challah, call the rabbi right before, what am I going to do? The rabbi's going to say, don't worry, just eat the challah, make sure you leave a little bit, and that's going to be your challah. But you can't do that in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is biblical, and Chutz Aretz is Rabbanan. But that's the general idea. Okay, anyway, so now let's apply it to Truma. Can you start eating Tevel, technically? There is Tevel, but no, don't worry. Retroactively, we'll show that this was the Truma the whole time, so I didn't need it. So we'll give examples how you could do this. We're not. Let's just get to it, and you'll see. So let's see Halacha. But that's the general idea we're talking about now. And we'll see the Chiddush of the Rambam over here. Mi shehayilu mea log shel yayin. Okay, guy's got 100 log of wine, Tevel min haTorah. He has biblical tevel. It's been harvested. He made wine into it. Nothing's been separated yet. And it is clearly... now, what he means by min haTorah, he says, in a time when tevel was kept biblically. Okay, we'll see what we mean. Even though, you have to remember, Rama understands, bizman hazeh, it's only Jirabonan. But it was originally biblically. Okay, so only Bizman Hazet is changed because of the way Rams discuss. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only Derabbanan. But it's inherently biblical. Remember that point. It's inherently biblical, even though now it's technically rabbinic. Okay, but Omar, what does he say? Well, I'd like to drink wine right now. But he says, Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, two lug. For the truma that I will in the future separate, ma'am, harei ein truma, they will be truma, okay. And now it's not precise. The asara maaserishon and 10 log will be maaserishon. I know it's not exactly 10; it'll be 9.8. The tisha maasasheni and 9 will be maasasheni. That's not exactly 9.8; it's 8. Whatever. But anyway, he says that's good. So in other words, so let me start drinking now. When I get to the last 20 or so. Then that's going to be it. Lo yaschil v'yishti. He may not start drinking with that kind of statement. No. At shi'aniach besof shir truma maisus. Until, now that's a correction. He shouldn't read it this way. It's lo yaschil v'yishti al das shi'aniach besof shir truma maisus. You can't start drinking and on the with the knowledge of saying, I'm going to leave it and separate it at the end. You can't do that. The only thing you do is, Ela Yafrish, you have to separate it immediately first. And then you can drink. So the Rambam is saying in this case, even though nowadays it's Rabbanan, but inherently it's Doraisa. It's not like Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. That's a whole different category of Rabbanan. This is even in Eretz Yisrael, it's Rabbanan for other reasons, but it was inherently Doraisa. Vein Omrim, and we don't say Breira here. Zeh Shiniach B'Sof, that which he left at the end, Kilu Nivra B'Tchila. Because we're going to consider as if it was retroactively selected. We don't say it. And he says, Mipnei Shechiyuv Truma Umaisus Mina Torah. Because the essential mitzvah of Truma is biblical. Even though nowadays it's only Durabbanan, but the primary mitzvah of Truma is Doraisa. So therefore we don't say Breira under that situation. Vein Omer Mishal Torah. And we don't say when it is inherently a Torah mitzvah, Nachshiv Ke'ilu Nivrar Achivra. We consider, we don't say that it is as if it was separated. No. We only say it's separated when it's actually separated. So there's no Bisman Hazeh. Even Bisman Hazeh. But you never, for Truma, Meiser, and these things, no Breira. In the olden days, and even nowadays, there's no Breira. It was inherently a biblical mitzvah. We don't say Breira on that case. You've got to separate first.
So obviously, it's unlike the challah situation you described earlier.
Yeah.
Because the challah is not...
Because in Chutz La'aretz, there's bichlal no mitzvah.
Never was.
Outside of Israel, there was never a biblical mitzvah in Toronto to separate challah. It's nothing inherently biblical about you separating challah in Toronto. The rabbis went and made a decree. Oh, you want to make a decree already? That's not inherently chayav. Yeah, of course, inherently there's a mitzvah of challah, but there's no mitzvah of challah in Toronto. While Truma, there was a mitzvah of Truma in Eretz Yisrael. There was a biblical mitzvah. It just happens, Bizman Hazeh, for other technical reasons, it has become rabbinic.
And there will be again, God willing.
So that's the difference, okay?
I was bothered when we used the wine examples. If he separated...
I think this will be the next one. Go ahead. I think you're saying the next halacha. Go ahead.
No, probably not. If he separated when they were grapes, before he turned them into wine...
What, he separated Truma?
Yeah.
So then what's the problem?
So does he does not do it again when it becomes wine?
No. So once you separate... But usually they wouldn't. They usually wouldn't do it.
Is it better to do it...
I don't know. Like, I guess of grape, because there's grapes that are wine grapes and grapes that are grape grapes. So a wine grape, he would wait till he makes one. I don't know.
But if you do it once, then you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it a second time. That was a second time.
With olives and olive oil.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, it'd be better to give the Kohen grapes that are for him for drink. Why are you giving him grapes that are only good for wine? Now he has to go make wine? It's just nicer way of doing things.
More economical for
the
farmer.
I hear.
You give the grapes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't make all that extra work to make it into wine. And give it that one.
Okay,
I
hear.
You don't have enough space.
Okay. Beis. Okay, beis is a very logical halacha here. Hakoveya masrosov b'fi achovis. A person wants to establish meiser. Let's say you have a barrel of wine. Let's say you have 100 liters of wine. The barrel is in front of you. And what do you want to do? You don't want to do Breira. You want to say like this. Okay, I now hereby declare that 2 log at the very top of the barrel of wine is Truma. And the rest I'm going to drink. You clearly, it's not after the fact, up front. I'm saying that right on the top, there's 2, let's say it even is, what do you call it? With, you know, they have the numbers.
Yeah,
what did you say the word is?
Graded.
Graded, right, graded. So you say, okay, you see where it says here, 98? From 98 to 100, those 2 liters is Truma, and the rest is not. Or the reverse, the bottom 2 are Truma. So is that possible to do? So HaKoveya Masos Kibifi Achaves, if a person establishes at the top of the barrel that the miser is there, Lo Yishta Mishula, he cannot drink from the bottom. Bishula, if he designates the miser at the bottom of the barrel, lo yishabi, he can't drink from the top. Why? Because the liquids get all mixed up. There's no way to separate the top from the bottom. It's all one mixture. However, what you can do is by dry items, you can do such a thing. Aval hakoveya b'fi hamagora. Let's say you establish at the top of a silo. that top is Meiser, then clearly Ochel Mishal, you could take from the bottom of the silo, because the grain at the bottom of silo has nothing to do with the grain at the top of silo, and vice versa. Kava B'shulev, you establish Meiser at the bottom of the silo, Ochel B'shulev, you could eat from the top of the silo, because solids do not mix, as it were.
So it's graduated.
Well, it's totally separated.
The words.
Yeah. You just said the words. You didn't do anything. So can you do this on Shabbos and say...
I don't think that you can't. You're not allowed to make Truma Meiser because that's like a tikkun mana. It's like fixing something.
But how is...
You can't do that on
Shabbos. How different is that than not eating the...
Because I didn't do anything yet. I'm not going to declare it Truma. Okay, so I'm not going to declare challah till after Shabbos.
Oh, and you can't, okay.
I didn't declare any challah. I was just eating challah. After Shabbos, I say these two. This turns out to be retroactively was the challah. So you didn't do anything.
So you can make this declaration that the bottom piece.
That's fine. That's like separating it.
And then you can eat all you want till you get to the bottom.
That's right.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's right. That's not Brera. Okay? We're going to learn 15 more minutes. Then you can speak to Dr. Friedland. Okay, Gimel. V'yesh la'adam likboa. It's a little trickier halacha here. What if the guy does something not correct, but can he still do what he wants to do? So let's say you got a case of v'yesh la'adam likboa ma'aser sheni. Let's say a fellow separates ma'aser sheni, and then upodeo. Then he redeems it. Okay? He declared his Meiser, but the thing is, he didn't give Meiser Rishon yet. He gave Truma. Cases, he separated Truma out. Now, the way things are supposed to be, he's supposed to now take the next 10 and separate his Meiser Rishon. And then the next 10 is Meiser Sheni. So what does he do? He separated the Truma, but then he goes and separates Meiser Sheni.
Mistake.
I don't know if he did. He just did it, right? Then what does he do? He redeems it.
So he can do Meiser Rishon?
He redeems it. Now, he could take that Meiser that he redeemed, the Oseu Meiser Rishon, he can now make that the Meiser Rishon alosam aperos on those fruits. He can do that. Right?
He's correcting a mistake.
So even though, he's not correcting any mistake. Right? He was not supposed, he really wasn't supposed to separate Meiser Sheni yet.
Right.
But he did. And now when he redeems it, what's its status now?
It's his, right?
So I might have thought, once you made it Meiser Sheni, you can't start fiddling around with it and to make it Meiser Rishon afterwards.
How does he redeem it? What does he
money. 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 Plus 10%.
So the money's holy.
Okay, but so his chiddush is that even though this was Meiser Sheni, it can still be flipped back. And it can become Meiser Rishon.
What's the first thing you have to eat in Jerusalem and all that?
Yes, but he doesn't want to. He takes the money. He's going to take the money to Jerusalem. We're just saying that even though you made it Meiser Sheni, and it figure it's
like,
well, no, he's paying the same thing. Well, at the end of the day, 10% went to the Levi, and 10% plus 10% on top of that. He has to take the cash and go to Jerusalem, which you can always do with any Meiser Sheni.
Yeah. When you redeem it?
Oh, Chomish, no, 20%.
20% of the 10%, not another 20% of the
right. No, yeah, right. like
otherwise, you don't have like nothing left.
10 plus 12%. 12%, right? Chomish, 20%. So anyways, that's what it is. So you could do that, or even... Oh, Trumas Meiser, or he could use this for Trumas Meiser, and we'll learn later on why. Not from this batch, but he could use it if it's been redeemed as Trumas Meiser for other Meiser that the Levi has, Lamakamacha for another place. So all he's saying is you can reuse something twice if you've redeemed it. If you made something Meiser Sheni, and then you redeemed it, it has a status of part of the regular crop. You might have thought, no, it was ready Meiser Sheni, and now you redeem it. It's like not part of this cheshbon. No, you could throw it back into the pile, and then you can use it as Meiser Rishon or as Trumas Meiser to take off from something outside of this pile. There's a later parak that will discuss why you can't do it inside the same pile, which we didn't get to that.
Didn't we learn a few weeks ago that you couldn't take Meiser from something totally different to give for this?
No, it's the same species. It's yours. Let's say I have many, I have lots of crops.
Other produce.
No, it means my produce. Let's say I have a pile here and I have a pile there. I have two piles. So I got to give 10% on both piles. So what do you do?
We say it had to be from the same.
It is.
No, it's the same. No, no, it's the same. It's the same. It's yours. It's just a different pile, not this group.
Can we seem to be next to each other? Like
here, you've got 100. You've got 100 whatever. You got 100 pounds of grain here, and he's got 100 pounds of grain here. He has a chayiv to give. It's a levi. The levi is his trumas meiser. He's talking about happens to be. Well, let's just talk about meiser. So you got your own meiser. You have to give meiser. So okay, but here is somebody trumas meiser. So let's say you're a levi and you have one chunk of meiser you got from one yid and another chunk of meiser you got from another yid. Now what do you have to do? You have to give trumas meiser on both. So what you can do is I could take off double from this and it goes for the other one. So you're saying if you took your trumas meiser and you went and used it for a meiser sheni, and now you want to go back and use it as trumas meiser, you can't do it on this pile. You have to do it. You have to do it to take off for the other pile and not for this pile. Why? We didn't get to the reason yet. It's another chapter, another halacha. But you can still use it. You can still use it, even though you redeemed it. You can still use it. Okay. Dalid. Okay, now, here's the case is basically like this. You got this one big, what is this? You got a big box of fruits. And you got lots of other fruits. So what do you want to do? You want to designate this box as the Meiser box. In other words, I say, okay, I'm going to be taking 10 apples here, and I'm cheshming one of these is going to be the Meiser on that. And then I take another 10, and then another one. I figured this is the box I'm going to use. At the end of the day, I'm going to ship the whole container and give it to a levy. Make it simple. Let's say he knows he has 100 apples in here, and he's got 1,000 apples in the rest of his farm. So what does he want to do? He doesn't want to go back and forth, make cheshbon. He says, listen, I'm going to designate this one as that. Whenever I have to give meiser from the other stuff, I'm going to designate it what's in this box here. So let's say as I'm eating 10 apples here, okay, one of them is meiser on this. I eat 40 apples here. Four of them are here. I keep going until I've used up all that I got. I guess he counts first how many apples are there. Now I know make it simple. He knows he has 100 apples here. He knows there's 1,000 apples beyond that. So okay, I figure when I'm going to finish up the whole thing I got, then I'm going to take the whole kit and caboodle. I take it to the levy. Now, why does he separate away? He doesn't want to. Whatever. He doesn't know what his cheshbonus are going to be at. He wants to wait and see how it happens, and he just gives it in one shot to the levy. He doesn't want to separate all in advance, for whatever reason. Can you do this, and what do you have to be concerned about? So, halacha dal, hameniach peros lios marshan, a person leaves in one area designated fruits that he will be separating from them to enable the other fruits to be permitted. Masros, Mafrish aleim, he can separate. Now, here's the problem. Let's say you've got this big munch that's going to all be meiser. It's way in the back of the silo. It's way in the back of the silo. Or it's in a different silo. It's all yours, different silo. Now, you're eating apples that are in another place altogether. So, okay, I'm going to take 10 apples, and one of them is going to be meiser. Now, you're not there where the other thing is. Could be maybe they all rotted already. Maybe the cockroaches ate it all up. The mice may have eaten it up. So do we assume that the apples that are in that designated area, are they still around? Or are they concerned? Maybe they're not there. So he says, you can do it. And we assume shem kayomim, that they're still around. He can eat and drink against that. Right? Until it ends up that all those become meiser, v'nosav that he gives levi. In other words, I got this one big barrel over here that eventually my intention is it's all going to go to the levy. All right? But I don't want, for whatever reason, I don't want to give it to the levy now. I'm going to give it later to the levy. Okay? The only law is if I want to eat apples, I have to meiser it. So I don't have to meiser all my apples I'm going to eat now. I want to eat 10 apples now. Okay, but I want to eat 10 apples now. Okay, one apple over there is meiser. That's all. And I keep it running total. You have to keep a total, obviously. Keeps going. Now this could go on for like a couple months. Well, how do you know that the apples there haven't rotted? How do you know they weren't stolen? Well, we assume we have a chazakah. As long as you knew there were 100 apples there at the beginning, we assume it's there. We don't say, well, you know, you can't do that because maybe it's not there and it'll come out, it wasn't good. No, we assume it's okay and you may do this. But,
if it isn't.
But what if, okay, now after 2 months, he comes back and now he goes and he looks at the barrel and, gewalt, gone. Gone. Matzam sha'avdu, he finally got lost. Now, the question I was, well, when did they get lost? Did they get lost yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, 3 months ago? How much of the food that I've been eating did I eat was really not misered? And now I have a problem that I didn't really give any miser on anything.
Right.
So, you have to be concerned for everything you separated, going all the way back to the first separation. Now, the question is like this. Now, if there's absolutely nothing left, then there's nothing to do. Meaning to say, if you ate 1,000 apples, and now you go over there and you see there's no apples there, well, the whole thing's farfallen. It turns out you probably did some kind of avera somewhere along the way, but it's too late. What if, let's say, you just kept separating apples, but they're still around, and you haven't eaten them all up? Well, now you've got apples that are not misered. Or are they? So we have to treat it as a suffake miser, and whatever you have left, you're going to have to give miser on it, but as a suffake, not as vadai. Can't treat it as vadai, because it could be they were misered. And therefore, you can't use these fruits to miser something else. You have to miser within the group that's left. That's the only thing you can miser. When you ever have a doubtful situation, you can't say, well, God, I'm going to use this and separate from other things. No, you have to stay within that group. So you, whatever is left, you have to miser, because we have to assume it was never there. So let's say, for the sake of argument, he never ate any of the apples. He just separated them slowly. Let's say he's making a business, and he's going to send, before Rosh Hashanah, gift packs of apples. So he packs 10 apples in a gift basket. So he said, okay, I make one gift basket. Okay, I'm separating one for that. One gift basket, I'm separating one. Let's just give them an example. So now, comes 2 months later, he's got all his gift baskets ready. Everything's amazing. He looks and says, my goodness, all the apples from the miser group are gone. Now I've got 1,000 apples here. So how do I have to treat it? Suffolk, that no miser was given on any of them at all. How do I fix them up? I have to fix them up internally. I can't take from others, because the others, well, let's say that we're not tied, our vada, and this is suffix. So I take within that 1,000, I'd have to take 100 out of that 1,000 that's there as a suffix. And then I give it to the Levi of that amount. So that's how that works.
So what was the first case when he finds that they're missing? What's the situation?
Because you don't know when they were missing.
You know, that's the case.
So then
the first halacha is you can do this, and you don't have to assume they will go missing.
But if it's missing,
we have to assume goes all the way back to the beginning, the very first time you did it. The last time you looked at it, you knew it was there. Whatever you got left, you have to miser mitzayim sofik. Going all the way back. So let's say you separate, you left this barrel on October 1st that had 100 apples in it, and now the next time you're looking at it is December 1st, and you misered all your stuff, and now you go back, and now on December 1st, you could have eaten, maybe not eaten it, doesn't matter. Now at December 1st, you see there's nothing there. We don't say, well, okay, let's only assume it all was gone the day yesterday. No, we go all the way back to October 1st, and whatever you did from October 1st, we assume it's a doubt, and you have to fix up everything that you can fix up. Can't always fix up everything. You eat it.
You can. If you had 50 left, you just had 5 more.
That's it. You have 50 that weren't misered.
So the lady's out.
Well, okay, but he didn't plan on that. He didn't plan on that. But we're saying the Chiddush is two things. Number one, you're allowed to do this lechatchila and not be worried, because usually they're not going to be gone. It's not like that's an unusual thing. So we say, go ahead, and we assume the chazak is always going to happen to those apples. If at the end of the day something did happen, we don't say, usually say the chazak goes to the last minute. We're not going to say that. We're going to say it's a doubt, and the doubt goes all the way to the first minute, and therefore anything that you still have left as far back from the beginning has to get meistered.
This wouldn't be practical with bananas. This wouldn't be practical. I mean, like something with a very short shelf life.
Yeah, or maybe it was just a week's worth, whatever. All right, we're moving on to the next halacha. Hey.
Have you completed your obligation just by designating it as opposed to giving it?
There's two aspects to the mitzvah. You can't eat your tevel until it's tithed. A. B, you have a mitzvah to give the truma to the Levi. They're not connected to each other.
No.
So let's say you want to eat right now, but you're not. The Levi I know lives 50 miles away. So you know what? I'm not going to go to Levi every mutig and darshan, give him a few. And right now I'm not in the mood to go to him. So right now I want to eat my stuff. You know, I have a chasna 3 weeks from now in another city where my good friend Levi is. 3 weeks from now I'll take the meiser to him. Right? But I want to eat my food now. So once I separate, it's like let's say you own tzedakah money. Supposed to give a tenth of your money to tzedakah. So what do you do? Let's say you have no tzedakah to give to this week. What do? You just separate it out of the account, whatever. You say, okay, I'm allocating that next tzedakah comes up. So it's the same thing here. As long as you separated it and it's earmarked as meiser, it does belong to the Levi. It belongs to the Levim.
Right.
While it's in there, I can eat my food. Then there's a mitzvah to give it to Levi. So the truth is, what would happen if, let's say, you know everything was there the whole time, till today, and all of a sudden a fire broke out in the silo, and the whole thing of the Levi's got burned up? But you knew it was there. You separated, you know, you allocated, and you knew every day, you checked every day to make sure. And everything was done. And you're going to go to the Levi tomorrow morning, and that night the whole thing burns down. Okay, so does he have to give meiser again? I don't think so. He already separated the meiser.
Because you said it was disconnected, the two things are disconnected.
That's right.
So therefore your eating was fine, you gave meiser as far as eating it.
But that's only if you're for sure know it was there. But if you don't know when it was gone, then we don't know if you separated it at all. If you separate on something and it's not there, then you didn't separate anything.
Okay.
All right, let's do one more little one. Another 3 minutes. We'll be fine. You know what? Let's stop here because Hay and Vav are connected and Vav is too big to do, so we'll stop over here.
He's got a security camera. He can see when
fire. Okay, Shkoyach. Is this my pen?
Okay.
I guess so.